Hey friends, welcome to the City Hope Podcast. My name is Bobby Thompson, and I have the privilege of serving as a lead pastor. I pray that today's message would inspire you, it would encourage you, and it would also challenge you in your walk with Christ. Enjoy today's sermon. Father, we love you, we praise you, we thank you for just the opportunity we have today to worship you, to tell you how much we love you. And God, I just pray that more than anything, that we would meet with you, that we would experience you, that we would know that you're real and that your love is good and your mercy is good and your favor is upon us. God, I pray today that walking out of here today, we will say we met with Jesus. And so God, continue to speak to us through your word. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all you do for us. It's in your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Can we give our worship team a big round for leading us so well today? Amen. Lily, all I got to say is, dang, girl. Holy moly. That was amazing. Well, once again, let me welcome you to City Hope. My name is Bobby, and if I haven't got to meet you yet, I would love the opportunity as soon as the service is over just to say hello and to greet you if this is one of your first times. Man, it's a big deal. It really, really, really is a big deal. And I don't just say that because I'm supposed to say that. I mean, to me, it's actually a really massive deal that you decided to show up today. And so for some of you, this is maybe your first or second time walking through these doors and you weren't sure what to expect. And we see you. We love you. We honored you're here. As Jeff mentioned earlier, our mission is we want to see people experience Jesus and we want to lead you and help you follow him in ways that change the world. And that's our goal. If you're looking for a perfect church, we are not it. All right. Well, this isn't a religious game. This isn't just, I mean, this is just who we are. We aren't perfect, but we definitely want to be the kind of church where broken people feel seen, that married couples are strengthened, that single people feel valued, that kids feel loved, that students feel loved, and that all of us have to understand this, that nobody has to come in here and pretend that you got it all together because we all know you don't, all right? And so we're in this together. If you have your Bible, go to Song of Solomon, chapter number 2. Maybe your Bible says Song of Songs. We're going to be in chapter number 2 today. We started a new series last week called More Than a Feeling, More Than a Feeling. And just a quick review, this is Solomon and his first love, kind of going back and forth, having some conversations. Every once in a while, a friend will jump in. It reads more as poetry. You know, think Edgar Allan Poe and stuff you don't understand a lot of, and you got to really dig deep to understand some of this. It's kind of like a musical drama. It's not a typical sentence that you're going to read, but basically what this book does, it kind of takes us on a journey in Solomon and his first love's journey, right? It starts with attraction. They're attracted to each other, then they're dating, and then there's a commitment, and then there's marriage, and then there's intimacy. We get to go on this entire little journey with them throughout this short book. And so if I put a title on today's message, it's really simple. It's The Power of Pursuit. The power of pursuit. Now, I'm going to give you a lot of notes today. We're going to really dig into some of this stuff and what it means. So let me encourage you to take notes, and whether it's on your phone or a piece of paper or in your Bible, whatever you do, but let me encourage you to take some notes, because as we were singing this song, that last song, Give Me Jesus, I had this thought that, you know, today, if you miss what I have to say or who I am, you're not going to miss out on a lot. But if you miss what Jesus is trying to say to you, you're going to miss out on a whole lot. And so let me encourage you today. Dig in here, take some notes. We won't be long. We'll be able to get outside and have a great day. But I really believe the Lord wants to speak to our hearts. And I'm going to go back through. We're going to read through the first 14 verses here of chapter 2. Then we're going to go back in and see what God has for us. And so I know you just sat down, but let me encourage you. Let me ask you to stand with me and honor the reading of God's word. We're going to keep you awake today with all these calisthenics. And so we'll begin reading here in verse number 1. Of Solomon, Song of Solomon, chapter number 2. Now, at the start here, this is the woman speaking. She says, I am a wild flower of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. And then here's Solomon. Like a lily among thorns, so is my darling, the young woman. Back to the lady. Like an apricot tree among the trees of the forest, so is my love among the young men. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banquet hall, and he looked on me with love. Sustain me with raisins, refresh me with apricots, for I am lovesick. All right, this is a great start, right? May his left hand be under my head, and his right arm embrace me. Young women of Jerusalem, I charge you, by the gazelles and the wild does of the field, do not stir up or awaken love until the appropriate time. Listen. My love is approaching. Look, here he comes, leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills. My love is like a gazelle or a young stag. See, he is standing behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattice. My love calls to me. And then let's go back to Solomon. Arise, my darling. Come away, my beautiful one. For now the winter is past, the rain has ended and gone away. The blossoms appear in the countryside. The time of singing has come, and the turtle doves cooing is heard in our land. How many times in your life have you said the word cooing? And not very many. The fig tree ripens its figs. The blossoming vines give off their fragrance. Arise, my darling. Come away, my beautiful one, my dove. In the clefts of the rock, in the crevices of the cliff, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Father, bless the reading of your word. Speak to our hearts like only you can. Use today to challenge us, to grow us, to encourage us in our walks. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, let's jump right in. The first couple of verses here in chapter number 2 is Solomon and his beautiful lady friend back to flirting with each other, all right? They're telling each other how wonderful they are. They're telling each other how they feel about each other, but there's some really, really, really important things here. So go all the way back to verse 1. She says, well, I'm just a wildflower. I'm just like one of these wildflowers. And he's like, no, girl. You are more than a wildflower. You are like a lily among a bunch of weeds. Like you are, out of all the other girls, you stand out the most. Now, what is Solomon doing here? Is this in here for us just to see, oh man, he's got some game, he's got some riz, like we understand. I think what we really see and understand that Solomon's doing here is he is pursuing her with his words. He's pursuing her with his words. Because remember back in chapter 1, she was feeling pretty insecure about the way she looked, right? She says, I'm tan, I'm dark, don't look at me, I know I don't look very pretty. And so he's telling her that out of all the other girls, man, you stand out. You're not just a flower, you are a lily amongst thorns. You are, Solomon's out here writing some poetry, right? And half of us men in the room, when our wife needs a compliment, we're like, you look fine, right? And we think we've done a good job. And here's Solomon, he's calling her, he calls her beautiful 14 times. 14 times. He didn't say it once at the wedding and then retire the word, right? He's pursuing her with his words. Now, Solomon understood something that, I'm going to just be honest, most of us men, we don't understand this, all right? And I verified this before I put this in my notes, all right? Women don't just want to be loved, they want to be told that they're loved. And men, we need to understand that. He keeps saying beautiful over and over and over again. Not because he forgot she was beautiful, but because love needs reinforcement. Our love needs reinforcement. And some of us have this mindset. Well, I told her she was beautiful in 2009, and if anything changes, I'll let her know, right? That's not pursuit, fellas. That's just a warranty. That's not pursuit. And here's the truth about this, okay? And Solomon was wise, man. He understood this stuff. Look at Proverbs chapter 18. You don't have to turn there. It'll be on the screen. This is what Solomon said, and I think he really understood this because of the way he talks. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. And so here's a guy that's telling us death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your words have so much power. Your words have so much meaning. That's not just some poetic exaggeration. That's reality. Your mouth can starve your relationship, or your mouth can strengthen your relationship. And you and I have to understand that our words matter. He's not just thinking about it, he's saying it out loud. And that's what healthy, God-centered marriages and relationships look like. When each other, we are pursuing each other with our words, not just our actions. Now, this would be kind of easy just to skim right by, but this is a really, really important thing, because I think all of us are wired in this way. All right, I don't want to just blow past this, because every single one of us in here have some desire that God put inside of us to hear, hey, you're doing a good job. Every one of us. Hey, guess what? I see you. I appreciate you. I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm so grateful for you. We all have that desire inside of us to hear that. That's not insecurity. That's God's design that he put inside of every single human being. God created us relationally, right? And we all have this desire. And words are one of the primary ways that we transfer our love. Your words are one of the primary ways that you show. Now think about this. Man, when God showed me this week, it kind of blew my mind. Even Jesus heard affirmation. Right? Because at his baptism, when he came up out of the water, God looked upon him and said what? In Matthew chapter 3, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." If even Jesus heard affirmation, the Father spoke approval over him, what makes us think that our spouse doesn't need it? Words matter. Married folks in the room today, if God gave you her, men, praise her. Ladies in the room, if God gave you him, honor him. It matters. It's a really big deal. Singles in the room today, don't just look for someone who gives you butterflies. That's all great and everything, right? But look for someone who builds you up with their words. Pay attention how they speak over you. Pay attention to the thing. Do they call out your potential? Do they encourage you in your faith? Do they challenge you to live a life for Christ? Do they honor you in public and in private? Words matter. Read this quote this week, and I just had to put it in. Love pursued with words grows deeper. Love neglected in words grows distant. Love pursued with words grows deeper. But love neglected in words grows distance. Solomon and his first love here, they understood the power of the words, and they're just going back and forth, sharing how much they love each other, sharing how much they mean to each other, giving each other compliments, helping each other see and feel and understand and hear how deep their love is. So let's keep going here. She says, "Like an apricot tree among the trees of the forest, so is my love among the young men. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste." Now look at this. "He brought me to the banquet hall, and he looked on me with love. Sustained me with raisins, refreshed me with apricots, for I am lovesick. May his left hand be under my head, and his right arm embrace me." And then she kind of, she's talking about Solomon, and then she kind of shifts her focus to the ladies, the young women of Jerusalem. She says, "I charge you by the gazelles and the wild does of the field, do not stir up or awaken love until the appropriate time." So ladies, watch this. Ladies, I'm kind of, you know, talking to the men for a second. Let me talk to you. She doesn't just receive love, she returns it. She doesn't just receive the compliments, she starts giving them back. She says, "He stands above all the men. This is my man." She talks about how they went public with their relationship. She said, "Hey, he took me to this banquet hall. He took me to this dinner, and we showed off our love, and he showed me off. And man, I'm so grateful. He told everyone about how he loves me and how we're in love." And so, very, very clearly, she doesn't just receive his praise and all the beauty and "Oh, you're beautiful and you're a lily among thorns and you're amazing." She gives it back and she says, "Hey, listen, he stands above all. I mean, this man is my love. I love this guy."
And then look what she says as she shifts her focus to the young women in the room. She says in verse 7, well, do not stir up or awaken love until the appropriate time. And so again, this is a God-given design. This is a God-given desire. She has a fire in her and a desire for Solomon. She has this sexual impulse for him, right? And she's telling everybody, wait for the appropriate time to fulfill these desires. God's given you those desires, and God's giving you the window or the place or the season of life that you need to do that, and that is in marriage. This needs to happen in the place that God created it to happen. I heard it said like this many, many years ago. Desire, sexual desire, is like a fire. And in a fireplace, it's a really good thing that warms the house. But in the attic, it burns the house down. And that's what it is. Sexual impulse is God-given, but it must be God-guided. We don't have to feel gross or wicked or disgusting when we have those desires, because that's what God put inside of us. But we have to make sure, as she says, it is at the appointed time. It is at the right time with the right person, which is one man, one woman in a marriage union together. And that's when she's telling these young ladies to let the fire, let the sexual impulse go. And look what she says. In verse 8, let's keep going. She says, listen, my love is approaching. Look, here he comes, leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills. Now she's describing Solomon. Let me go back to the men in the room. The way she's describing Solomon right now, this man is not casual, right? It says he is leaping through the mountain, over the mountains. He's bounding over the hills. He's not dragging his feet. He's not going, oh, yeah, I might say it, I might not. He is pursuing her. He is chasing after her. And she's telling everybody, look, here he comes. Here he comes. And then in verse 9, she says, look, he's gazing through the window. He's peering through the lattice here. Now, let's not make that weird. He's not a peeping Tom, all right? He's not stalking her. He's anticipating. He's eager. He wants to see her. He wants to be with her. And it's not about tolerance for her. Let me ask you this question. When was the last time your spouse made you feel this kind of eagerness for you? Now, I'm challenging you today. I'm pushing you today. And this may make some of you uncomfortable, and you're going to have some tough conversations today. But when was that last time that your spouse made you feel that there's an eagerness like this? He's jumping over mountains. He's running towards me. He's peeking through the windows. He wants to see me so bad. He's eager to be with me. Not tolerance, not coexistence, not roommate energy, but true pursuit. Now, here's what we like to do. We like to think, well, when's the last time they did that for me? And that's fine. We need to ask that question. But then we also have to ask the question, when's the last time I did that? When's the last time I was the one pursuing like Solomon was? It's not just their job. It's both of us. It's not just the man's job. It's not just the woman's job. We both have to pursue. So she's sharing that he's there, he's pursuing her, he wants to see her, he's got this energy about him that man, he just wants to be in this relationship. Now let's keep going, verse 11. Now the winter is past. The rain has ended and gone away. The blossoms appear in the countryside. The time of singing has come. The turtle dove's cooing is heard in our land. The fig tree ripens its figs. The blossoming vines give off their fragrance. Arise, my darling, come away, my beautiful one. Now, a lot of times in scripture, whenever you see winter, it represents a difficult time, like dormancy. Everything's not growing. It's just kind of blah, right? We're kind of getting out of that season right now, hopefully a little sooner rather than later. But here's what he's saying. The cold season's over. All that dormancy, all that difficulty is over. Let's step into something new. Let's start this new season. And some of you here today, listen, some of you here today, it is time for your marriage and your relationship. It's time for a new season. It's time for you to step out of the things that have been holding you back in your marriage, the things that have been keeping you from taking your next steps. And listen, you don't need a new spouse. You need a new pursuit. It's time for a new season. Now, let me say this again. A few weeks ago, I kind of shared our strategy or what God put on our heart for 2026. And I told you, man, that prayer is going to be one of our top focus in 2026. And then the second thing I told you was God has just put on my heart to continue to build men. That we just need some strong men. We need some godly men. We need some men that are willing to say, here I am, send me. We need more godly men in our world today. And so, fellas, I want to focus on you for just a second, okay? This right here is an area that we have to grow in, okay? I'm not here to beat you up. I'm here to call you up today, all right? I promise you, I'm not here to beat you up because I'm in the boat with you, okay? But some of us have reduced pursuit to just an emotion. We may not say it out loud like this, but here's what our actions say. Well, if I feel like it, I'll say it. Or if I'm in the mood, then yeah, I'll plan something. Or if she deserves it, then we'll do something. And we may not say that out loud, but that's our mindset. That's our heart. And can I just tell you today, I'm gonna get in your face a little bit. That's not leadership, that's laziness. That's laziness. Feelings, listen, feelings are terrible leaders. Feelings are terrible leaders. God didn't call you to be a passive man. He called you to be a godly man. And he called you to step up and not wait for perfect conditions or perfect, you know, relationship when she first, you know, when she deserves it, that's when I'll do it. That's not what God called you and I to do. A godly man speaks life when he's tired. A godly man plans connection even though he's busy. A godly man apologizes first. A godly man prays first. A godly man moves first. That's strength. That's leadership. Anybody can drift. Anybody can sulk. Anybody can withdraw. But it takes maturity to pursue when it's going to cost you something. And fellas, we got to do a better job of this. We have to do a better job of this. Stop waiting to feel romantic and decide to be a faithful partner. Decide to be a leader. I wasn't going to say this, but I think I will. Boys wait to feel it. Men decide to do it. Boys wait to feel it. Men decide to do it. And it's our job, men, to step up and lead our homes, lead our marriages in a pursuit for the one that God gave you. And that's our job. Let's keep going here. Verse 14. He says, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. He doesn't just want her body, he wants her presence. He's pursuing all of her. And here's where I think, this is what we see here in verse 14. Feelings start relationships, but pursuit sustains relationships. My feelings, oh, she's beautiful. Oh, he's handsome. Oh, look how nice he is. Look what he did for me. Look what he said to me. Feelings start relationships, but pursuit is the thing that sustains, and I would add, strengthens them. And that's why we call this series More Than a Feeling. It's more than a feeling because biblical love is not passive. It's not passive. Biblical love, listen, biblical love, it keeps choosing the same person over and over and over again. That's what biblical love is. And so today, my challenge to each and every one of you in here, men, women, how's your pursuit? How's your pursuit? How's your eagerness to strengthen your marriage? Maybe it's in a rough place right now. Change your pursuit. Change your pursuit. Maybe it's time. We got to walk into a new season, and things have been rough, and we need to have that conversation, but it is time for us to walk into a new season. Men, lead the way. Stop waiting, stop thinking, stop feeling, and lead the way. Be a biblical man that God's called you to be. And step into a new season and say, the winter's over, and we're going to step into a season where we're going to thrive, and we're going to flourish, and we're going to do things the way that God calls us. And that might mean making some tough decisions. That might mean saying no to some things so that you can say yes to some better things. I don't know where your situation is, but here's what I want to challenge you to do, all of us in this room. Before you go to bed tonight, say it. Before you go to bed tonight, say it. Before the week ends this week, plan it. Plan that dinner, plan that date night, plan that friendship gathering, plan it. Before this season is over, pursue. Pursue like never before. Pursue, and guess what happens? We start to see our relationships grow. We start to see our relationships strengthen. Now listen, if my words have power to strengthen or to strangle, doesn't mean I'm going to be perfect, right? I'm still going to say stupid stuff, right? I'm still not always going to be the godly man that I'm striving to be. But you know how to fix that? Say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Because we all mess up, right? And so today, this is the action that I want to send you out with. This is the action that there is power in your pursuit. Go home and have that tough conversation. Ask a tough question. Hey, do you feel like I pursue you? Married or dating, if you got somebody out there that you're dating and you're single right now and saying, hey, just have those tough conversations. Say, hey, do you feel like I pursue you? Or hey, you know, we talked about pursuit today at church, and man, God's really put this on my heart. And it might be a tough conversation because you realize, man, they don't pursue me. They pursue things with me. They're not pursuing me. I don't know where your relationship is, and maybe it's super great and it's healthy right now, and praise God. But let's all up our level of pursuit. Just like Solomon did, and just like his first love does. Let's use our words. Let's use our actions. And let's be the kind of leaders that God has called us to be. And listen, watch this. Because when we do that, it affects everything behind us. And for a lot of us, that's our children. For a lot of us, that's our family that's watching. For a lot of us, that's our coworkers who know we go to church and know we strive to love Jesus. And when we are pursuing each other, everything behind us changes. So it's not just about me. It's not just about my feelings. It's not just about her and her feelings. It's about the things that are behind us too. And living and doing things in the way that God created us and God called us to do. Would you pray with me? Father, I love you. I'm so thankful for your word. Thankful that you give us so many wonderful things to strive to be better, to strive to do better, to strive to be more like you. And I pray that today we would have some families in this room that would decide, this is a new season. It's a new season. We've been busy. We've been crazy. And life's been nuts. Our schedule's been nuts. And we haven't had time to pursue each other. And God, today I pray that we would realize those are excuses. Help us get to that understanding. Those are excuses. That we're going to pursue, we're going to honor, we're going to love, we're going to encourage, we're going to brag on. You put that desire in us. And so may we fulfill that for the one that we love, the one that you've called us to be a part of. I pray for all of our singles in this room that each and every one of them would have a future spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend that would pursue them, and they would see it and they would feel it and that they would know it, that that's the person that you've created for them. And all of us in this room, no matter who we are, no matter where we've been, no matter what our past looks like, how many times we've messed this up, that from today forward, we would be challenged, we would be encouraged to step up and pursue the way you've called us to pursue. Pursue the way that we see here in Song of Solomon. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you first and foremost for your pursuit of us, that you sent your son Jesus to die for us even when we were sinners. You knew our sins and you still pursued us. May we live our lives in that same manner. Thank you, Jesus. May we speak an encouraging word. May we speak a loving word today. Maybe it's been a long time since we've heard it. Maybe it's been a long time since we said it. But today, give us the courage and the boldness, the strength, the forgiveness to say it and to receive it. Lord Jesus, we love you and we thank you, for it's in your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Thanks again for tuning in with us today. We would love to connect with you, and the best way to do that is through social media or go straight to our website. God bless you and have a wonderful day.